The disastrous earthquake of February 6, 2023 in the southeast of Turkey and north Syria has reached shocking levels of devastation while the human death toll continues to skyrocket. Scientists around the globe are more than shocked by this extreme drifting apart by several meters of the Earth's crust during this quake. Unprecedented images of completely collapsing or completely toppled apartment blocks give the observer only a glimpse of the extraordinary force of this earthquake. But what many people helplessly accept as an inevitable stroke of fate or as God-given raises questions that need to be clarified on closer examination. In the last few days, there have been increasing reports of witnesses observing anomalies in the Turkish sky just prior to the earthquake, such as unusual spiral cloud formations, as well as persistent electrostatic discharges and lightning in the upper atmosphere. Could these be possible indications that radiation weapons are used, which can also cause artificially generated earthquakes by using the electromagnetic properties of our ionosphere? That this is not a mere conspiracy theory, but an obvious fact of practically applicable military technology should be obvious at least since a convention of the United Nations in 1976.
Apparently, at the time of the so-called Cold War between the USA and the Soviet Union, a real arms race took place not only in conventional weapons, but also at the level of weather and earthquake weapons. Their existence and use are still largely kept secret today. Nevertheless, the UN came up with a so-called ENMOD convention, and certainly not without reason. It bans the military or any other hostile use of environment-altering technologies. Specifically mentioned are earthquakes, tidal waves, disturbance of the ecological balance of a region, changes in weather structures such as clouds, precipitation, various types of hurricanes and tornadoes, changes in climate structures, changes in ocean currents, changes in the state of the ozone layer, and changes in the state of the ionosphere. Since the 1970s at the latest, earthquakes have been increasing more frequently worldwide, especially those with hypocenters located in a relatively shallow depth of exactly 10 kilometers, a particularly seismologically critical zone, since the water stored inside the Earth in this area is very close to the boiling point, to gas evaporation, with just a little targeted additional energy to amplify the Earth's own resonant frequency. Strong pressure waves can be generated inside the Earth, which have particularly destructive effects in areas that are already at risk of earthquakes. Numerous countries around the world signed the UN Convention, including the Soviet Union and the US, somewhat reluctantly in the 1980s. The US, however, signed the voluntary commitment with certain caveats, the contents of which are not publicly available to this day. However, this signing some 40 years ago does not guarantee that such devious weapon systems are actually not used afterwards. Rather, it must be assumed that military technology that is already known will continue to be researched and its possible uses further specified as long as there are no concrete charges of war crimes against humanity that are binding under international law.
It has not been proven that the destructive quakes on the morning of February 6, 2023 in the Turkish-Syrian border region have not been a natural disaster but war crimes. However, it is striking that the quakes with the values of 7.7 and 7.6 on the Richter scale occurred one after the other, each at a depth of exactly 10 kilometers, whereby the second quake was interestingly adjusted to 15 kilometers afterwards. Moreover, no relevant foreshocks above the magnitude value of 4.0 were registered in the weeks before. Aftershocks, on the other hand, even stronger ones, occurred hundreds of times during the following days. These can also be additional growing evidence for the deliberate use of earthquake weapons. Direct proof, however, remains difficult, especially the direct attribution of precisely who is insidiously practicing the use of such weapons, which are prohibited under international law. However, there are other anomalies and questions about the quake in southern Turkey. For example, has Turkey under Erdogan become an increasingly unreliable ally from the perspective of the US-led NATO? For example, Turks have not yet shown any willingness to cooperate with regard to Sweden's NATO accession, which has caused relations with the United States to sink to a low point. Turkey's increasing political and economic orientation toward Russia and China, on the other hand, has recently become more and more significant, not only with regard to the supply of Russian natural gas via the Black Sea pipeline Turkstream. Turkey has also increasingly become an important hub for Europe's energy supply and is itself one of the largest consumers of Russian natural gas. Turkey is also of great importance as a transit country for the European and Asian oil trade. The consequences of the earthquake are currently massive for the emerging Turkish energy industry. For example, the operation of the important oil export terminal in Seyhan, where, among other things, the pipelines from northern Iraq and Azerbaijan end, was suspended. These pipelines run right through the earthquake zone in southeast Turkey. But also on the level of international politics, Turkey acted ever more self-confident under Erdogan.
Through Turkey's initiative, a peace agreement was negotiated between Russia and Ukraine in Istanbul on March 29th of 2022, which, however, was clearly rejected by the West and was ultimately thwarted. It was also Russia that provided Turkey with clear indications of a planned military coup against the Erdogan government in 2016, which was already at an early stage but remained unsuccessful. As unpredictable as the Turkish government may be acting from Western perspectives, Turkey is all the more a strategically important NATO partner. After all, the NATO Incirlik Air Base is located right in the middle of the Turkish-Syrian border region and thus not only close to the epicenter of the mega-earthquake but also directly on the border with the still unpacified Turkish-Syrian and Turkish-Kurdish war zones. In addition, Incirlik certainly remains an important airbase strategically located between the Black and Caspian Seas, which have largely been Russian territorial waters. And last but not least, a waterway of extreme economical and military importance is under Turkish control. The Bosporus Strait, which leads through Istanbul via the Dardanelles directly from the Black Sea into the Mediterranean, and thus opens the way for Russia to the world's oceans and, the other way around, the way for the US Navy to Russia's doorstep. If Erdogan does not prove as reliable and to be a compliant gatekeeper, he surely will, from the US perspective, pose a serious security risk.
A possible reason for the use of earthquake weapons as leverage and a warning shot across the bow of President Erdogan, who is already on shaky ground domestically? Not at all, one might say, since the loyal NATO partners from the US were right on the scene quickly with a large army of helpers and rescuers just a few hours after the quake. But the US aid mission will probably not be entirely altruistic, considering that the US Navy's aid missions in the recent past involved the well-prepared establishment of naval bases as well. This happened, for example, after the devastating earthquake in Haiti in 2010 and after the 2004 sea quake off Indonesia. The presence of the US Navy there made it possible to control one of the world's busiest sea lanes, the Strait of Malacca, very close to China's doorstep. It therefore remains to be seen and closely observed which interests such terrible natural disasters serve, especially in geopolitical and military terms, and who they harm in the long run, apart from the damaged population. Should the use of internationally outlawed earthquake weapons be substantiated and proven by unmistakable evidence, this action must be punished as geopolitical terrorism for mass destruction and as a war crime in XXL format and from now on brought under independent control.